Hey, good afternoon. It's Kelly Miller. July 13th, Ocean City, Maryland. It's the blog or the podcast or whatever you want to call it, Life at the Beach. And let me tell you something. I love living at the beach. Nothing like it. I've been wanting to live here since I was a three-year-old, I think. No, actually, truthfully, I never came here or knew anything about it until 1966 when my parents took us on our first vacation. We didn't go on any vacations before then because we didn't have a lot of money. My father was raising eight kids. He was struggling in the insurance business at the time. And he hit it big in 1966 and was successful from there on in. And I guess that was the first year they took us all, eight of us, down to Ocean City, Maryland, here where I live. And we all stayed at 10th Street at the George Washington Hotel. It was a pretty neat place. It had all these big rocking chairs, very Victorian. And I remember it's the first time I ever left Catonsville. But we all had, I think my father rented a block of rooms, four rooms, one for my parents, two for my sisters, and two for my brothers. And I slept in the hallway. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, the only bad thing I remember about that was the bathroom was in the hallway. You had to walk down the hallway to a bathroom. I remember walking in there and this big guy walking around naked. I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? You know, so I got out. But that was my memory of my first vacation. But it was great. But and I've loved it ever since. And every year in the winter and early spring, I'd go to the Catonsville Library and I'd get books out on Ocean City, Maryland. And I couldn't check them out because they were all referenced. But I'd just look at the pictures, and they had the pictures of the devastating hurricane. I think it was back in 1933 and when the inlet was cut. And then they'd show the pictures of the hotels. And I was like, man, I just can't wait to be there again. And, you know, subsequently, we went every year after until 1971 when he took us all to Nag's Head, North Carolina for 2 weeks. And I missed Ocean City. I hated Nag's Head for the first week because, it, you know, they didn't have a boardwalk. There was just cottages. It wasn't hotels. It was just very secluded. But the second week there, I missed it. And I love the Outer Banks. It's a totally different experience than being here in Ocean City. It's I don't know. I haven't been back, but I loved it. I'll never forget the memory of it. But I've always loved the ocean and loved the beach, and I've always said I'm going to live here. I'm going to retire here. This is where I want to be. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of President Kennedy gave a speech to the America's Cup at a dinner, a victory dinner. And the one thing he said that stuck out was that, you know, we're all tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or to watch it, we're going back from whence we came. And, you know, he alluded to having salt in our veins, and the amount of salt in the ocean equals the amount of salt proportionately in our veins. And damn if that wasn't true. But that's where I get my love of the ocean. This morning I got up again early, took the dogs out, did their business, fixed a coffee, headed up to the beach, and put my chair and umbrella up. And then I sat there for a good while, and then I decided to walk down the boardwalk to a restaurant down on 17th Street, I believe it is, 16th or 17th Street, called Coastal Salt. And I wanted to sit outside, and I did, and I ordered an unbelievably good breakfast. I highly recommend the place. They've got a number of restaurants throughout Ocean City, and here in Ocean Pines, they run the Yacht Club and the golf club restaurants, but it was very good, and I highly recommend it. The heat, though, was too... I stayed up there after breakfast. I went back. I thought I saw Dr. Fauci, but I was immediately shot down by my sister saying that's not him. And she unfortunately posted pictures on my Facebook page of him like I wanted to see him again, but she was proving her point that no, it wasn't Fauci. And no, it wasn't, because when I walked around him, I didn't notice any Keebler crackers or Keebler paper wrappings on the ground next to him, so I know it wasn't that little elf. But in any event, I when I was sitting there eating breakfast, I saw this old guy and with a young girl, and they had a little baby, a toddler, I'd say, probably 1 year old. And the kid had all these bruises on his forehead, and I know why, because the kid just ran all everywhere. He would run from the table, and he's, you know, no shoes on. He's running on cement, at the restaurant outdoor patio there, and they just watch him run. And I said to my friend, I said, you know, I've raised three kids. I'd never let him run through a restaurant like that, but, you know, who am I? But I thought to myself, maybe that's a, he's a little too old to have a kid that age, because he looked to be about my age, and the girl looked to be in her mid-20s. And so I thought maybe it's a grandfather, and that's his grandson, and that's his daughter. Until he leaned across the table, and they did a toast with their, I guess it was apple juice, and then he gave her a kiss on her lips, and I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know, I can't imagine. Oh, it was definitely a winter-spring relationship, but at that age, having a one-year-old, I'd be swinging from a rope. I couldn't do it again. I love my kids. I love my granddaughter and all that, but to have to go through that over again at age 64, no thank you. But so that kiss and you know, quickly dispelled any thoughts of him being the grandfather and that being the daughter, I hope. But, you know, I was just a little while ago, I was putting a leash on Jetty. And Jetty's a handful. Jetty's my now 4-month-old golden retriever. I got her as an 8-week-old pup down in Atlanta. And she's a destroyer, but she's the most lovable little dog in the world. I mean, she's just cute as hell. She watches TV every day with me, sits there and stares at it, and then looks up at me to see if I'm watching. And I notice it, and then she looks back and watches the whole thing. But she reminds me of this book that I read years ago. It was called Marley and Me. It was about a guy that they made a movie out of it, actually. But he had a black lab, and the lab was just totally destructive. I mean, it was by most people's thoughts, it was just a bad dog. But the story will make you cry in the end. It was a good dog. All dogs are good. They just there's bad owners. But Jetty's a good dog, but she's just very active, and she's a puppy. And I thought, you know, maybe I ought to write a book about her. And then it reminded me about the book I wrote. And I tried to market it, and one publisher said it's nothing more than a diary. Why would somebody want to read a book about you? And I thought to myself, well, F you. You know, I wrote it because I thought it was interesting. It was not about me. It was about my life's experiences growing up, my childhood, my education, my background, all my exploits in life, and I thought it was an interesting story. And, you know, it's something that I would read, it's something that I would buy off of Kindle and sit there on the beach and read. But evidently these guys were pricks, and they thought nobody else will read it. So, you know, nobody's going to read it because it's not getting published. But it just made me think, you know, about writing a book about Jetty. And I am documenting all her stuff, but and maybe one day I will. But you know, it was interesting. It wasn't just about me. It was about my background, my family. My grandmother was an illegal immigrant from Ireland, and she came over here. Actually, in the ship came in through Baltimore, and she married an abusive drunk named Miller, and he physically abused her to the point that she had to get out, and her brother bought her a home on Mosier Street. No, I'm sorry, on Poplar Grove Street, which was a nice area back then. And that's where she lived with my father and his three sisters. And she would cook meals for people in the neighborhood, and they'd pay her, and she'd do ironing and stuff like that. She couldn't get a job because, one, she was Irish, and two, she didn't have a birth certificate to prove anything. So that's how she survived. But her brothers became multimillionaires. They started the O'Neill's family department store. They had one here and one in Dublin. And they had three locations, actually, but it was a highly successful department store, which burned down. It didn't burn down. It was right where the Charles Center is today, but it was the only store that survived the Great Baltimore Fire, and that's another podcast for another day. I don't want to get into that, and that was an interesting background. And then my father, you know, was part of the book, and, you know, here was a guy struggling. He was raising 8 kids, and you know, he got into the insurance business because the man that talked him into selling insurance said, you know, it's not security, it's opportunity, and you can make as much as you want. And he struggled and struggled, and then it wasn't until 66 that he hit it big. And you know, the rest is history. But one thing he did was write music. And, you know, he was creative like me. I like to write. I like to, you know, I wrote the book. And, he wrote music. And he wrote one song that actually got published. and it was in the musical called The Music Man. The song was titled Till There Was You. And that was my father. He wrote that song and under a pen name, and the Beatles actually did the song. So that was all part of the book that I thought was interesting. And these assholes that said, it's nothing more than a diary. Well, you know what? I don't need them. But in any event, the weather down here has been hotter than hell, and I'm not complaining at all. And I've got my portable air conditioner in today from Amazon that I'm going to use for my tent camping. And that way I can bring the dogs with me. And it's called clamping, actually. The tent is amazing. So I got that thing fired up out on the back porch just to see how quick it cools. And it's not cooling that quick, but I guess it's, because it's hot out there. So that's my story for today. This is Life at the Beach. And you know who I am? I'm Kelly Miller. And this is from Ocean City, Maryland. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Take care.